Alec Rome's interest in announcing started when he was about 10 years old. He and his dad used to do a podcast where they would talk about life and sports. Alec says it was something he always hoped to do again one day. Fast forward to the end of his freshman year, Alec was working on the school newspaper and found out there was a broadcasting class. He said he decided then and there it would be fun to get into that, to shoot video and do play-by-play.
So all of a sudden, sophomore year, you know, the first week I say, hey, you know, I've seen some of the stuff you guys do. Can we start doing that? Can I help out with that? And so my teacher, basically Ryan Hunter over here, just told me, go talk to some of the people over at Central. They do live streaming with Strive, and you can take that responsibility. That's your responsibility now. And he saw the potential in me.
Alec explains what Strive TV is.
So basically what we do is we go out, usually for home games and sometimes some away games, and broadcast Central athletic events normally. We provide not only footage and a live stream where you can watch live, but also we provide the play-by-play, the color.
Alec does play-by-play and enjoys it. He says he could do color announcing, but sometimes he doesn't want to be opinionated in a matter. He just wants to watch the game.
Play-by-play, things go a lot faster. You're talking the whole time. I notice that a game completely goes by. I'm watching the game just started. I'm talking, and I realize I haven't said what the time and the score is, and I look over to the side. Oh, 6 minutes have already passed by in the game. What just happened? So that makes it go fast.
One of the things Alec likes best about announcing the games is being able to use vocabulary in a variety of ways and twist words in ways that describe the game for people. He says announcing is a challenge, but it's one he really loves.
Definitely by the end of a broadcast, I'm very tired because I put in a lot of energy. I try to be as enthusiastic as possible because, you know, I'm trying to emulate what is down on the field. I don't necessarily want to be a crazy fan, but I want people to think this guy is interested in what he's doing and he cares about what he does.
Alec does play-by-play announcing for basketball, football, and soccer. So which does he prefer announcing the most?
I like football because football, it's you only have, what, like 4 months out of the year where everybody sees football, and then for 8 months there's no football, and it's like this is the one time I get to enjoy football during the season. And we only had 4 home games this year, which kind of is like, man, I wanted to do more football.
Though he hasn't been in the sportscasting business for a really long time yet, Alec has already figured out some things that bug him about other sports announcers.
Broadcasters that say things that we already understand. I try not to do that. It's obvious that somebody caught it. I try to say out names every once in a while. Broadcasters that don't get really like intense when there's a touchdown. It's like the touchdown is the most exciting part of the play. And when they just kind of say whoever scored or whatever, it's like, man, that was the most exciting. I want to hear something that I'll remember from that game.
Here's Alec's advice for achieving success no matter what field you're interested in.
Keep working hard because eventually somebody's going to notice you. And also, naturally, I'm a perfectionist, so I just focus on do my best every time and have fun with it, because if I don't have fun with it, then why am I doing it?
To watch Central High School games live and listen to previous games, the website is strive.tv/omaha-central. Alec says that will bring you right to the page. For OPS Student Spotlight, I'm Cheryl Lee.